My guest at this time is Horace Cooper. He is the co-chair at Project 21. That is the Coalition of Black Conservative Leaders. He is also a constitutional attorney. Project 21 is not pleased with Thursday's ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court in Fisher versus the University of Texas, which is essentially a victory for affirmative action. The final vote was 4-3. Of course, Justice Scalia passed away, and Elena Kagan recused herself on the case. Essentially, the ruling is that while not every affirmative action or race criteria used in admitting students to universities will pass constitutional muster, the one at the University of Texas apparently has. And Horace, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much. There's no doubt that I'm disappointed, and our organization sees this as a setback for the idea that we're in the 21st century and we should be a colorblind society. It was no better today to say that some, according to Justice Kennedy's majority opinion, it is okay that some of the students are selected in some way because of their race. I would just ask simply, if we went back 50 or 60 years and there were universities that said, we were interested in the holistic experience of all of our students, and we're not saying no blacks can come here, but if an applicant puts on their request to come to our school that they are in fact black, we're going to use that as among some of the basis that we might use to deny that individual admission. I have absolutely no doubt how the court would come down on that issue. What is the functional difference between saying you can't because you're black versus what Ms. Fisher said was, I didn't get accepted because I wasn't black, or more importantly, I didn't get accepted because I was white?
The argument you're probably going to get is that some people still don't believe there's a level playing field. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, and the decision today and the ones that preceded reject that idea. This is actually not a overall remedial program for whatever perceived or real injustices that have occurred. What Justice Kennedy suggested was that there's somehow a value to the state of Texas, to the university, just in diversity itself. Just sitting in the science class or the math class and knowing that there are Native Americans and that there are blacks and every other creed in the classroom is better for the school. And that's why I keep explaining, if the racial makeup is in and of itself a value, why shouldn't a school be allowed to say, for them, the racial makeup is valuable, and they're going to just give a soft push no on certain minority representation. There isn't any logic, there isn't any reason to this, and the truth of the matter is the Constitution never contemplated the government being allowed to use race, pro or con, as a basis for offering any government service.
Horace, as I'm sure you would probably agree, a lot of legal experts today saying this verdict came as a bit of a surprise. It looked like the court was headed in the opposite direction. A few years ago, I think it was the University of Michigan case, they ruled against having a specific point value for being a minority on your college application. But when it comes down to actually nailing down what its policy is, it seems to be kind of wobbling all over the place in the last several decisions from this court. So as best as you could tell, what is their position?
Their position appears to be where you try really, really hard, we're going to say it's okay for you to let race be a factor in admissions. And our position is the abuse and the history of abuse of using race as a basis for government services shows there isn't any reason for this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not talking about a remedy. If you identify a place or a situation where they have specifically injured people, you can have a remedy where the requirement is that you offset what you've done wrong. You didn't hire any officers because they were women. Then there can be a remedy that requires you to make an affirmative effort, and the Constitution authorizes that. But this school doesn't have that finding. There was never a debate about that. In fact, the University of Texas operates under the top 10% rule. And under the top 10% rule, every school in the state, their top 10% are automatically guaranteed admission. And that means if you're in a community with a 98% Latino makeup at that school, or a 96% black makeup, or whatever it may be, the top 10% are automatically guaranteed. The university said that wasn't sufficient, and it appears to imply to me that they don't believe that they will get students who are in the top 10%, even from overwhelmingly predominant minority school districts. What kind of paternalism and judgment on the basis of race does this represent?
Justice Kennedy, obviously the swing vote on this case, as he is on many cases, are you surprised that he ended up on this side of this decision?
I predicted that he was going to author the opinion after Justice Scalia's passage. It's very disappointing. Again, this isn't a constitutional principle. This is about being a super magistrate who has certain grand visions of how the world should operate. It's not about whether we like or don't like, approve or don't approve. Here's what the practical effect of Justice Kennedy's opinion is going to be. Students are going to be sitting in the classroom. Students who were admitted even though they didn't meet traditional admissions criteria. And they will be competing against students who were admitted under traditional admissions criteria. And the competition is going to result in our youngest and brightest concluding that you can, in fact, look at the race of a person and predict academic performance. This is pernicious. This is dangerous. And frankly, it is unconstitutional. That is not what our founders intended. I'm very disappointed.
Last few seconds here with you, Horace. Do you suspect that we're going to have more major cases coming soon, or is this going to be the status quo for a while?
Well, we're still going to have to litigate these kinds of issues because, in this case, race was a factor of a factor of a factor. Now the court hasn't answered. What if it's only a factor of a factor? What if it is an inordinate factor? The court has created a jumble of its own making when the more natural principle ought to be government should not predicate the provisioning of services on anyone's race. You do that, everything else works out.
Horace, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time and your insight.
All right, thank you, sir.
Horace Cooper is co-chairman of Project 21. That's the Coalition of Black Conservative Leaders. He is also a constitutional attorney. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.